Shalom uvracha Rabbi Yisai. Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We are learning Pelo Yoichin number 311 on the topic of Dibur, speech. This year has been donated anonymously in honor of my son and daughter-in-law on their new marriage. They should be zeichet to build a bayis, neman yisrael, and we thank the sponsorship.
Amen.
Mitzvah la'anois baruch hu uvaruch shmoy. So that amen was a very appropriate segue, where the topic here is using our speech to answer baruch hu uvaruch shmoy. V'amenim, and to answer amen. V'yehei shmei rabbah, and to answer yehei shmei rabbah. U'kedusha, u'baruchu, ketikunam b'sofa brura, as they are been established to be said in the proper manner, with clear speech, u'v'kavana salev, and with the proper kavana, the correct intent. The topic of discussion that the Pelo Yoitz is telling us here with Dibur, speech, is to use the Koyach HaDibur, use the speech, the gift Hashem gave us, to answer properly to these Dvarim Shebekdusha. They are so powerful. Let's just discuss for a minute. Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, which we learned together, Baruch Hashem, Daf Kuf Yud Tesamud Beis 119b, that when a person answers Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah Bechol Koichoi with all of his might and strength, which we'll comment on that in a minute, it rips up a Gezar Din, a negative decree on that person. And not just on that person, but on Klal Yisrael. And in fact, the Chavetz Chaim writes in his Ksavim, in his writings, that during World War I, the power of Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, this is what he said to do. Focus on Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah to save thousands of lives. That's what he said to do. You hear what Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah could do? And that's why it's so important to make sure Chas V'Shalom we're not talking during davening, and Chas V'Shalom we're not talking during Kaddish. When a person has the opportunity to say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah and he forfeits that opportunity, who doesn't know, Rachmanu Litzlan, people who are chaylim, sick, who need Rafua Shleima? Who doesn't know people that have tzaras lo'aleinu, that need Yeshuas? And we can help these people. How? Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Furthermore, another Chazal says that when a person recites, says Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah properly, even if he has the Avera of Avodah Zarah, the worst Avera, Avodah Zarah, it can eradicate it. It can destroy it. And he gets his kapara. Why is that? Well, let's understand. What is Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah? We're just discussing one of them right now. The power of Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah is saying, Baruch Shem Kivoy Ma'achusel Lo'idon Vayed. Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah is saying, Hashem's great name shall live forever and ever. So what is Avodah Zarah? The opposite of that. Avodah Zarah is the opposite of that. So now when he's coming along and saying, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach La'olam Ololmei Omaya, Hashem's great name should be blessed forever and ever. Long live the king. He's shouting it out. So he's uprooting and undoing, and he's fulfilling tshuva to some degree for this Avodah Zarah. You hear? Because that's the opposite. There's a tremendous amount to talk about, which we don't have time at this occasion. The Nefesh HaChaim Rechaim HaLajner, he discusses in the esoteric way of what's taking place in different realms and worlds in Shemayim when we're saying Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Another Chazal, that when a person says Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Koyrle Gezadinoi Shel Adam Shel Shivim Shana, it rips up an evil decree of a person of 70 years. Says David HaMelech, Yimei Shnoisu Shel Adam Shivim Shana, a man's life is generally 70 years. That's the lashon of the words of Psukim, right? Of course, Baruch Hashem, people live longer and should live longer. The understanding is that when a person says Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, so when there was if there was an evil decree on that individual for his life, it gets ripped up. You hear what's going on here? The power of Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mavarach L'Olam Amel Mayu. Now, let's talk for a second. How should it be said? So there's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, when it should be said out loud, or with all your kavana. Shulchan Aruch paskins like both. What does it mean, lemais? Lemais, I want to tell you something. Mishnah talks about it, where a person has to be careful not to bring a situation where people look at this individual. You ever go to a shul and everybody is at a, let's say, a decibel level of just say of one level, and then all of a sudden you like you turn around and there's one person who's like mamish got a horn out there and is the whole different world of a level. Don't do that. The Mishnah says don't do that. Because you stick out like a sore thumb and people say, who is this person? You know what's going to happen? That person who's screaming out on the top of his lungs, oh, you know what he's causing? He's causing people to speak negatively about him. You got to go within the group together. At the same time, have kavana, focus. Don't look at your friends. Don't blink and wink and wave and say hello. Focus. Look inside. Look at the sitter. Amen. Yehei shmei rabba mevorach. Lo'olam olamei olamayah. This is the power of using our koyach adibur. V'chein mitzvah loymer kiddush v'avdolu aliyayin v'likroya megillu v'loymer halil. Furthermore, we have a mitzvah to recite with our adibur, with our mouth, to say kiddush and havdolah on wine, and to recite the megillah which we have, the yontif of Purim approaching, and say halil. These are all examples, says the Pele Yoitz, of using the koyach hadibur, the power of speech, of using our speech in the correct way. V'chein lahalel lahashem, and to praise Hashem, u'lishalem toidois l'chol mi shekibul toivo mimenu al kol min toivo. It's a mitzvah for a person to praise Hashem for all of the brachas that the person has received, and to give thanks to anyone who has done good for him, whatever it might be. It's a very, very important yusayt. This alone, we can have a whole topic of a shir on. We have to constantly count our blessings. And the more a person comes to appreciate the gifts that Hashem has given him, and as we spoke about, I'm going to digress for a minute, not to keep Rabbi Younger too long before the 12:30 time starts. So we have some time still, but I think I mentioned this at a shir, but I want to reiterate it and say it over here. When I spoke in the Lower East Side by Shabbos Sheva Brachos, I mentioned that when I went down there to the East Side for the Vart, those listening, my daughter-in-law is from the Lower East Side, I said it was time to daven Maariv. Remember the story? It was time to daven Maariv. And how do you start Shemoneh Esrei? Right? We said Baruch Hu, Shema, Brechas Kriya Shema. Take my feet, put 3 feet to 2 feet together, 3 steps forward. And I come to say Hashem, Svasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tehila Secha. Hashem, Svasai Tiftach, open my Svasai, my lips, Ufi, and my mouth, Yagid Tehila Secha, should say your praise. And I couldn't say the words. I couldn't get the words out. And I was just crying with appreciation to Hashem for this beautiful shidduch that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezavig. Hashem put this together. Hashem is the shadchan of all shadchan. And I was just overwhelmed with appreciation. I couldn't even say the words. Sometimes a person is, Rachmon Atzlan, he's overwhelmed with tsar, with suffering, and they can't get the words out. I heard from Rav Rebbe Zatzal, that's one of the highest levels of tefillah. When you push, you can't even get the words out. Hashem hears those words that you cannot say. Here the Pele Yoitz is telling us, V'chein lehalel lehashem, to praise Hashem. It's a mitzvah to praise Hashem. U'lishalem toidois l'chol mi shekibul toiva mimenu. As well as to repay and thank and give, show appreciation, hakaras atoiv, l'chol mi shekibul toiv imenu, whoever you receive the toiv from, al kol min toiv, whatever type of toiv it is, hakaras atoiv, appreciation is the foundation to Yiddishkeit. If we don't have appreciation to people, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oy lanu. Woe is to us. We find by Paro, Paro says in conclusion with this piece over here, just to show the importance of appreciation. Chazal say, if we don't appreciate the chesed or basar of a dam of human being, at the end the person will be denying Hashem, Rahman al-Islam. Paro said, Yosef, he pretended he didn't know the chesed that Yosef did for Mitzrayim. And then what did he say? Mi Hashem, Hashem b'chayla. Who's this God of the Jews? I should listen to his voice. I Googled him. They had Google back then. And he Googled everywhere. The Medrash really says, they checked it up on all the books. They were being very sarcastic. They checked it all up. No, sorry. You're coming to say that the God of the Jews says, let my people go? So they did research. Sorry. We tried all the search engines. Nothing came up. You must have came to the wrong palace. Go home. He denied Hashem. We have to make sure we show appreciation to Basar v'Dam, to people who do chesed for us. And that will build our appreciation to all the chasadim, the endless amount of chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us.